the Rove and Sam catch-up.
Chitty, chitty, chat, 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 chat.
That was really loud in my ears.
Do you have your headphones still up really loud?
Yep.
Were you doing? Were you doing a... Okay, here, I'm going to shut it down. I've already changed tack. Yep. Sorry, Jamie. But you can do your Sean Connery impression. Were you doing a Sean Connery impression?
No, I wasn't. I was just going chitty chat. Oh. But it's sort of like Sean Connery, isn't it?
No.
It oh, no? But,
yeah.
Maybe.
Chitty chat.
You sound like you could be Sean Connery's brother if he was drunk and just had a stroke.
Chitty chat.
There it is.
Chitty
chat. Nailed it. Oh, that was a big moment, guys.
We just did the office draw
for
Chris Kringle.
Chris Kringle, Secret Santa, whatever your persuasion.
Fun. Because there's about like 13 of us on the team.
I got roped into it. I want to make it very clear. I did not want to be part of this.
Oh.
I had a...
Hammo!
I expected he would back me on this and the two of us could go, that's a fine. We'll just
Be
there.
Sorry.
No, go.
I was there at the moment where Amy Godkins, our newsreader, said, Hammo, would you like to be a part of our Chris Kringle? And he goes, no. And I said, I'm so glad I was here for this moment. And then because Amy Goggins is lovely and delightful, she twisted his wrist or whatever the saying is, and now he's a part of it. I always buy slinkies for everyone. So if you get a slinky, spoilers, it's from me.
Okay. Hammo and I are maybe, okay, this isn't spoiling anything. We're thinking everybody gets a framed photo of us. Whoever has us, either of us, gets a framed photo
That's
of the two
idea.
Of us, of me and him.
That's a great
idea. To put on their desk. But the thing is, it could be either of us. You don't know. All you know is there'll be two of these pictures floating around. So you got a 50-50 shot as to which of us you got of the picture of the two of us.
That's the best thing I've ever heard.
So Amy's coming because Amy Goggins
Now my slinky sounds shit.
No, slinky's good. Yeah. I just know give everyone a dildo and they'll be so happy in this place.
Oh,
so
my God. They love dildos.
We've got a $20 maximum.
That's nothing.
You can buy a cock ring for that. Not
That's
that
true.
I know.
That's true.
Okay.
Not the pierce. You can get the actual
like
ring.
You put it over and then press it and it gets...
Hey, did we ever get... We couldn't because we were on air in the deadly kids in cars section of the program.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't fully get to explain the Prince Albert. Have you heard the Prince Albert phrase before?
Oh, I haven't, but I know what it is now. It's basically when you get a piercing in the knob.
Yeah, so Prince Albert, who was Queen Victoria's husband...
Yes.
The rumour was, for he was German, whether that had anything to do with it or not... That I think in part because you didn't really have underpants, like supported briefs back in the day, in the Victorian era, for which it was named.
Sure.
So you just sort of had loose pants. And I think that the fact that he was probably relatively well hung. So just to keep it in place, he had a cock ring piercing that he would then use to loop a piece of like a leather strap through and literally strap it to the side of his leg.
Just in case he got excited and
That's
he can't
old,
control it back
yeah,
in the
or it's
day.
Just, so it's not just lolling around when Okay, Jamie exit. When Jamie exited the studio, we're talking cock rings and he comes back into it. Jamie, what do you think just happened? And what do you think we said?
Okay.
What if we just swore and you didn't write down 3 minutes 22?
Did you guys swear?
No.
Did you swear?
We just said cock ring.
I can if you want.
No.
Do you want me to?
No,
I can.
No, you probably did swear.
Yeah,
I didn't.
Do it.
What?
No, I didn't.
Don't encourage her to swear.
Oh, f*** off.
I'll swear.
Elsewhere. Oh, come on, guys.
Back to back. Jamie's
got
a plane to catch.
I've got a plane to catch. I've got so much work to do.
We're all off to Queensland today.
Yeah.
In different ways, shapes, and forms.
We are.
I got a gig with Hello!
Oh, yeah. I actually just realised schoolie starts. So I'm going to be a toolie.
You're going to be a toolie? If you're a toolie, I'm a... I don't want to even... Yes, I am.
Can you say... I can't remember.
No, you can't say that you...
Oh, no.
No, Jamie, we'll go easy on you.
So I genuinely couldn't remember. I'm sorry.
I think we beeped it.
We did beep it. Okay, actually, so no, I took the whole thing out because we couldn't.
Jamie, I'm sorry. I just wasn't sure.
That's why we ask questions. We're learning, right? We've only been at it for a year.
I know.
Sorry, that was Jamie. So that's the story of Prince Albert.
There you go.
So
you guys are doing a stand-up gig, right?
Yes, we are.
Want to give it a shout out?
No. It's probably too late.
Oh, yeah.
Look, if you missed it, it was at Jupiter's and it was great fun. Big lineup. Oh, my God.
Cues for miles.
Pretty strong lineup of stars.
Oh, sorry. I thought you meant the queue to get in.
Oh, that was too. Very like a hit. Oh, my God. What a lineup of people to get in. It was a whole bunch of. There were so many of us performing, it took us a long time to get through the doors.
Oh, just so many beats.
We just one by one got out of the crowd and got up on the stage and went back in.
Yeah.
Smallest crowd I've ever played to, one person. That's exactly what happened. Uh-huh. He got up. It was me and a mate, and backstory. Not many people turned up to just a comedy night that was not doing very well. And my friend and I were booked to perform. They said, look, we're going to cancel the night because there's not enough people here. And there's one guy who's like, oh, but I had a really bad day at work and I was kind of hoping to get some laughs. So my friend and I said to the venue owner, just leave the lights on. We'll lock up when we leave. And we went in with this one punter.
That's fun.
Who sat in the audience. Then my mate got up and did a bit, sat down. I got up, did a bit, sat down. Then we said to the guy, you get up and just tell some jokes. What jokes do you know? And he just got up and went like, okay, so there's this guy and he walks into a bar and it probably went all up maybe half an hour between the three of us. And then
that's cool.
It. We wrapped it up. Said, did you have fun? He said, yep. He said, can I still give you my $5? Because it was really good. He said, nah, just go home. Take
How
that
good
with
is
you.
That?
And then we turned the lights off. We locked up and away we went. And then that was the last night that that room ever had.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Northbridge, the Artist Centre, I think they called it. I don't know what they called it at the time. Still there. The venue's still there.
There you go. That's a fun, cute little story.
It's nice to know the smallest audience I've ever played to is one person.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't cool. Me going, I'm doing a show. Come and turn up. It was just part of a random comedy night.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, I was not going to be part of the Kris Kringle Secret Santa thing. And then it's because I sent Goggins around.
That's the kicker.
Because she is so sweet. Just looking at her gives you a toothache.
You know, yep. It was her idea.
Of course it is, because she's a good person. She's decent.
She has cards in her drawer for any time there's an occasion where she can write a nice card.
Oh, of course
she wrote
does.
Me a card, did guys. She? It was really sweet.
What did it say?
It said hashtag nailed it on the front, and then she just wrote all these beautiful things about me and my work.
Okay, I obviously need to lift my game.
Like, what have you guys done, jerks? No, you guys are sweet. You guys are sweet. Yeah, she's just lovely. Like, if they sent around the producers, like, we'll just, like, punch him in the face.
Yeah.
That's
they would say, hey, I would just, no.
Yeah.
You don't even know. No. We're about to give you. No.
Here's $1 million. No.
No, that's pretty much how it goes. But because Goggy did. Giggy.
I was like, all right. Well, Jamie and I, you weren't here. So no. you caught the Hammo exchange.
I was at Hammo, and then Goggins walked up to you guys.
So the fact that Goggins has even post-show walked into the studio, it's just like, what is happening here?
Yeah.
And she's gone, okay, guys. And we both just went, no, you don't leave. Yeah. Don't you dare. And she's like, no, calm down,
Because usually when someone walks into like a meeting room, it's like,
no. Like that time Joel, our digital guy did, and nothing has ever been the same.
He hadn't even started speaking, and both Sam and I were like,
had a tantrum.
It was like a bad breakup.
We're like, no, you can't do this to us. You can't do this to us. And he's like, I haven't even said anything. I'm like, you can't.
We know what this is. Well, tell us, are we wrong? Well, no, see, exactly. Well, no. It's the answer is still no.
Exactly.
So he did it to Goggins.
And then she was like, but it's going to be great. So everyone's doing it. Mm. And I said, look, I don't know. And then she looked at me and went, Hammo's in. And that's when I got mad. And
I know.
I was stormed out.
So it's like, fun.
Hammo! And then everyone else is looking at me like, oh, my God, what has Hammo done? Like, why would Rove be mad? I mean, he gets mad at everyone, but not Hammo.
No.
Hammo's the one person he likes and respects in this building. He wouldn't get mad at him.
Yep.
Are you sure he doesn't mean the other people?
Yeah.
So it's locked in.
We're doing this. Yes. Did you get a shit one?
Let me put it this way.
You got a shit one.
I got exactly who I
thought you were going
to
get.
Thought I would get in saying yes to this. Yeah. And that could be, to be honest, probably a number of people.
Mate, I've narrowed it down to two already.
Yeah. Well, you probably got very much on the money. Let's just put it that way.
I got a good one.
God.
But I don't know what I'm
going to
get.
Well, I know if I get a nice card. I know Jamie's poker-faced. You probably don't know.
I don't know what to get it.
You know who I was scared? I was scared I was going to pull out a name and go, I don't know who that is. Mando? Dumb man. Mando. Doesn't ring a bell.
Hey.
Nice knock.
Is that all?
I think that's all for today.
We've got to do some stuff.
A lot to do. We have plans to catch. You can crunch that bit, Jamie. There's an unnecessary gap there.
Nah, leave it.
Nah, edit it out. People would switch out. Edit it out.
I'm leaving it.
Edit it out.
I'll leave it.
She's pulling the bird, pulling the bird.
I've been doing that so aggressively lately.
But when Jamie's not looking, there was something today where you were just glaring at him.
What did I do?
What did you do?
I don't know, but it was just real like, I'm going to...
What did you say, you jerk?
Is that a different look to what she gives Sasha when he's in studio going, I'm going to get you?
No, oh my God. Oh. Guys, I feel I need to have a shower and have a cigarette after watching Sasha and Sam today.
So many avenues to talk about. But no, what were you staring at me for? What
did I
can't remember. You screwed up something and
probably.
We were disappointed in you as a human being
probably.
And a colleague.
I'm always disappointed.
But what about
in
all
you?
Those times I saved, like the Paris Hilton interview and all that stuff?
Man, yeah, Paris Hilton today, it was live. And this is why we very rarely do things live. You're the chitter chatters. You know that we're just about to talk to Joel Edgerton now.
Yeah.
I will talk to Ruby Rose later on today.
Yep.
Matthew McConaughey's in the can.
Yep.
Oh, I probably wasn't meant to tell you that.
No.
Remember I said we've just got a big name guest. All right. Well, Matthew McConaughey's done. Guys, there's only 2 weeks left.
Guys, I've got to prep for this Joel Edgerton thing. So I love you, Chitty Chatter, so much, but I've got to do my research.
Okay, Jamie and I will keep going.
Okay.
But Paris Hilton was 100% live, and we were on our way to talk to her, and all of a sudden we're down into the last 30 seconds. Okay, we're about to go back on air.
Yeah,
Jamie switches all the buttons on, all we get is...
Paris was in Melbourne.
Yes.
Yeah, so she's on our TV screens, and we're obviously here in Sydney. And then, with even less than 30 seconds to go, 10 seconds, we started hearing this random radio station coming down her feed.
So they switched Melbourne's feed what's going to air out of the Melbourne Fox station onto our station.
Onto our station. So then if I put Paris Hilton's fader up, then we would get another radio program.
We basically get whatever's happening in Melbourne at the time. The numbers are great. We'll take it.
So then we've just had to, 10 seconds ago, just go, okay, Rove, throw to Masha, Paris Hilton next. Yeah.
It nearly went horribly, horribly wrong.
But you
she was fine. Yeah. She was taking selfies the whole time. She was perfectly fine. I thought she was going to be really mad. No, it's fine.
It's good.
Don't need to do more Snapchats? Can do. # still waiting. Paris Hilton is part of the show today. Chili from TLC was such a delight. And Sam just read something that she's a bit disgusted about. And Sasha in studio, and Sam and I head to head trying to sell the big issue.
Oh, is the video up yet?
Oh, yeah, it should be.
Let's have a little squeeze.
Here's the significantly edited catch up.
Rove and Sam.
Thanks to Rock Race. Sam is helping our guest out with his headphones just to teach him how radio works.
Well, look, it's a nice day when, a lovely guest comes in. You're just going to help him out. Are you comfortable, sir? Is there anything I can do to assist?
No, I feel fantastic.
Sash Mujarek's in the house.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Now, you've got a great moustache, Sasha. Tell us a little bit about why you're growing a moustache for the much bit of...
Are you okay?
For the month of November.
A little bit flustered because a guest is so hot.
It was just a lot of grinding and... jumping
what?
On happening before.
Oh, during the song. We were excited to see each other. I know we saw each other last night and this morning.
Okay, Dita, I don't need... Oh,
yeah, we had
gosh.
A great time. Sorry.
What is happening?
So, Sash, you are Movembering.
Thank you,
you are very clearly Movembering, loud and proud. Look at you.
Yep, so this is my 13th year doing it.
13?
13th year, yeah. So I started a year after the guys started it, and just been doing it ever since. Like this year I started off with the wings at the end here.
Yeah.
I saw that on your gram. Yeah. Did you cop a bit of flack for that's not a proper mustache?
No, because I had a bit of separation. The only thing was I didn't want to detract from the main event, so I shaved the sides off,
I'm a huge fan of the mo. I think it's hot, and because I think one of the sexiest traits someone can have is when they just don't care, when they're just... free and just don't really care
Doesn't
about
it just
anything.
It looks like we've
it's hot.
Everyone just gets a bit porno for the month for me.
It's pretty good.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
The only thing is I'm not allowed near anywhere at schools. So, that's a slight issue. But...
Now, how do you go about it? Do you... Because I know some people who do the whole facial hair and then just cut around and then leave the mo. At what point do you let go of every other piece of facial hair and go, I'm committing to the mo? Because just starting with a bit of stubble mo is just creepy.
Yeah, it's too hard. So you've got to give it at least, I'd say, about 4 or 5 days growth, and then you sort of trim it in from there. So you need a baseline to start.
So what do you do?
I wax it probably every 3 weeks.
Okay. Fun tip.
Yeah, it's a bit more than that, actually.
Hey. But so far, you've actually done an amazing job. What did you say? This is why you haven't been on the show for a while for this reason, because you're throwing me under the bus.
Well, speaking of, if I may, Sash, we're trying to do a good charity deed yesterday.
Yep.
The big issue is on sale today.
Yeah,
Sam and I are out on the streets now.
Just doing a good deed for people, babe.
Look, I'm trying to do my bit. I'm just going out and saying, hey, please help, please give. It makes a small gesture can make life so much better for someone who's doing it a bit rough.
Of course.
You would know. You're a Movember ambassador.
Yes.
Your missus is out flirting up a storm to sell magazines. The full thing is coming up later on today, but have a listen.
I'll touch your ass if you want me to. See, gorgeous. Would you like a copy of The Big Issue to help the homeless?
Pardon?
Would you like to buy a copy of The Big Issue to help the homeless? But I've got my tits out.
It's a felon.
Anything for the cause, eh? Anything for the cause.
I like to give to charity, Sasha.
I'm going to get you on at Movember. But no, it's great cause, Movember.com.
Yeah, right?
So it's a great cause. I got into it initially because my dad had prostate cancer. My grandfather had it. My great uncle had it. And more recently, we lost a friend at work earlier on this year through prostate cancer. So just raising awareness and raising money for the cause. Not only that, but men's health and all other things.
It's fantastic. So I should get my tits out. I'm confused.
Get your tits
but
out.
So far, you've done a great job. You've raised $8,647, which is fantastic.
Now, I want to make it very clear to everybody that Sasha does have a full-blown mustache.
Yep.
But I'm sure there are a lot of people who would be like, yeah, I'm doing Movember, and how do you even know?
Exactly.
So what we want to do is play a little something called Mo or No Mo. Call in now, 131060. I don't care who you are, but call in and we have to try to guess if you have a mustache or not. We'll ask you a few questions about yourself, see how well you can pull it off, and we'll see if the three of us can pick Mo or No. Ben and Jerry's open air cinema tickets. What about them? You like that?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Sasha's asking the listeners.
Sorry, the
when I look at the microphone, I'm talking to the listeners.
Sorry about that, listeners.
Anything about anything?
So just 131060, call up now and we'll guess, have you got a mustache or not?
Roven Sam.
Corey, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
G'day, Corey. How are you, mate?
Good, thanks.
Corey. All right, Corey, what do you do for a living?
Yep. Good question.
Currently, I'm in uni.
Uni.
He has a mustache.
Nah, I don't reckon.
I reckon he does.
I reckon he's too young. Corey, do you have a mustache?
I do.
Yes,
what? Sasha.
Oh,
thanks, Corey. Love
Sasha's
your work,
right.
Mate.
Great. Well done. Thank you. That's one for
okay,
Sasha.
Okay, Jacob. Good morning.
Hey, Jacob.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Good,
very
mate.
Very well. What do you like doing for fun on the weekends?
Pretty much go out and party.
Yep. Jacob, do you wear a suit when you go out and party?
No, I do not.
Okay. You do not have a mustache.
He's got a mustache.
Do you have a mustache, Jake?
No, I don't.
Yes!
Sasha was nailing
this.
Oh, my
God.
Okay, we have Ash from Stanhope Gardens. Good morning, Ash.
Oh, Ash.
Ash, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, Ash. So, Ash, when you head out, do people look at you with suspicion?
Mm-mm.
No.
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 Ash, it's Sash here. Just wanted to rhyme.
Yep.
Now, when you drive past school, is there any issues?
I'm actually at work during school hours.
Yeah.
Okay, so can't confirm or deny. I'm going to say no Mo.
Mo.
I'm going to say Mo too.
Mo.
Mo.
Yes!
Yes!
What? Sash is in again.
All right.
Thanks, Sash.
1 point for myself in case you didn't hear.
All right, okay. Jake in Liverpool, good morning.
Jake the snake dog.
Good morning.
Jake.
That's what everyone calls me.
Hey.
I reckon straight from that, he's got a mo. Straight from that. I'm calling it. We don't even need to
Let's
ask
just stop.
Jake any
Jake,
questions.
Jake, do you have a mo?
Of course I have a mo.
Yes. S fro.
Good
S
man,
S-fro.
Jake.
Oh, yeah. I'm struggling
Great.
Here.
Sarah in Bondi.
Sarah.
Cersei, what's up?
Morning. Morning.
Hey, Cezzy, as a fellow female mower,
yes.
I'm going to ask, how many visits to the beauty salon do you do in a month?
Oh,
yeah, good question.
Well, you know, usually one.
Okay, let me see. Family background, Sarah?
Just an Australian.
Okay.
I think, Sarah, I'm not being rude, I think you may have a slight tinge of a moustache in the sun, the blonde hair there that you occasionally wax in case you have a fantastic date coming up. Am I right?
That's correct, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, who's Sarah? Me?
That's Sarah.
Oh, sorry, I thought you were talking to me, and I'm like, yeah, that's right. I'm like, why are you telling everyone on air? Yes, I do wax it off. There's nothing wrong with that. I got it laser. tweeted yesterday.
So, Sarah, do you have a mo?
Guys, haven't been to the salon in well over a month. Definitely got a mo.
Yes! Oh, Sarah!
Well done,
mate,
Sarah.
Mate, Sasha got all of them. Well done.
Sash, you've done so well in mo or no.
That was mo or no.
Dun-dun-dun.
Mo or no.
Well,
what we would like to do to help your Movember cause is donate $1,000 to your Movember account.
Thank you, guys. Much appreciated.
So, and you can sponsor Sasha. Head to his Instagram page.
Yeah, Sash1313, and it's in my bio there.
The link, the little link there. And it's also in mine too, for 01.
Not making it about me, but
so, just being a proud partner.
Thank you for being part of it.
Thank you very much.
Movember's a great cause. A lot of people doing it. So, yeah, if not the actual website?
Yeah, Movember.com. So if you just want to donate, you can go to Movember.com.
Thank you very
much,
mate.
Thank you so much, Sasha Dean.
Thank you, guys.
It's the most professional you two have been all day.
Samantha Leanne.
Roven Sam.
TLC member Chilli joins us live in the studio this morning and just in time for our R&B Fridays live concert happening tonight. Chilli has also helped promote an anti-circus campaign by appearing in a Peter advert naked. I've also appeared naked in an ad campaign for Peter. Not the Peter Animal Activist Organisation, but just for this guy I know called Peter. Actually, now I think about it, I never did see that ad campaign get up and... Wow, I took so many photos too. Oh, God, what have I done? Chilli, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
We are so excited for the R&B Fridays concert. We are so excited for TLC being here and you in particular for joining us in the studio.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Now, your new single, Haters.
Yes.
Now, is this dedicated to anyone in particular? It's a nice anthem. I like this kind of one.
It's
I like the
sentiment. It's honestly dedicated to just all the bullies out there. You know, especially on social media, you have these people hiding behind a device. And, you know, it's funny because when we reply to them, or if you reply to them, anybody, then they're totally different. Oh, my God, I didn't know you were going to reply or whatever. So a lot of times they're doing stuff to get your attention, or they're just being mean. They're just, you know, sad people that need a hug or something.
Yeah, right. You know? It's a pretty depressing life that they must live, being so, you know, consumed by toxicness. It's awful.
Yeah, it is awful. And again, like you say, it's no different from when you go to school and you have those bullies that, you know, mess with certain people all the time. But when you let them know that you don't want to be bullied or you can't be bullied or whatever, they'll leave you alone usually. But we just tell people, don't worry about it, because it doesn't matter what you do, what you say. It's always going to be somebody that's going to have something negative to say about it. And who cares?
Mm.
How do you separate yourself from it? Because a lot of people, especially there'd be young performers, even just young people, who this is all they know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sometimes an easy thing to go, just ignore them. But yeah. It's not always as easy as that.
It's not. It's not always easy, especially when they want to talk about your kids or something like that, or someone you know. Or they assume they know so much about you. That drives me crazy.
Yeah.
I can't stand that. Like, you don't know me. You really don't. You know a little something, but you don't know me personally because we're not friends. And so I love on Twitter and on Instagram, you know, you can just block people.
Yeah. Block and delete.
Sam just did a digital detox.
Digital detox, the best thing I did. Because, you know, I was getting so much of these comments and you just went, oh, you know what? It's not important. So I just did little digi detox and it was the best thing ever.
Oh, okay. I need to look into that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
If I may, how are you feeling about President-elect Trump?
I think, you know, I'm not one of those crazy protesters and going nuts and all that kind of stuff. I think it happens to me every election. You know, they weren't happy when Barack Obama became president. I mean, we were divided then. I have to remind them, like, don't y'all remember when y'all hated Hillary? Like, y'all didn't like her when she was running against Barack. And so people are all in their feelings or whatever. And at the end of the day, no matter who is in that position, we have to accept it and respect them and pray that they can do something good for our country. And that's all you can hope for. You know, just running around being negative and all that stuff doesn't help and is unnecessary. And I just want it to stop. I hope it stops because, you know, it is what it is. You can't change it.
And if you need to, you can stay here. We'll just make sure
First of all, let me just say this. It's so funny how some of the Americans, especially like some of the other celebrities, want to talk about, you know, moving other places. Like, don't y'all know how hard it is to get in these other countries? They're not letting you in.
We nearly killed Johnny Depp's dogs for coming into this country.
What?
Let alone him. Seriously.
I'm serious. It's so hard. Oh. And I don't think that it should be easy, but I'm just saying it's like it's not easy, especially in Canada. Oh, my goodness.
Roven Sam.
Chili, how great is it to be here, especially as part of the R&B Fridays tour? Mm-hmm. Got Nelly, got Blue Cantrell.
Yeah, Maya?
Like, I don't know how well you all know each other, but for you, is it kind of like you get as excited as we do as fans getting to see you all together?
Oh, yeah. It's kind of like a high school reunion sometimes. Nelly, we're really close with because we were on tour together last year with New Kids on the Block in the States. And so, and that was a really fun tour. So it'd be great to see everybody again.
What kind of things do you get up to on tour?
Here we go.
Well, you know, I love touring, especially, you know, with the tour bus. Because a tour bus is like a house on wheels, you know. Yeah. They can really look good, you know, with a kitchen and, you know, a bedroom and all that stuff. Like, you have a living room there with the big screen TVs and stuff. It's really nice.
Yeah, okay.
Why do we need a bed? Is Nelly picking up? Is this fat man scoop picking
wait,
up?
Wait.
What's going
no.
on? What's
going
on?
You have to have a bed because you have to sleep.
Because you get groupies.
No.
Yeah, you.
Someone
people
gets,
would
everybody
be like
gets groupies. Chili.
No, TLC doesn't have any group. Do we have any groupies? Yeah, yeah, we do have some. Yeah.
And what's the key to getting in the bus?
Oh, no. We don't play
Never
that.
Happens?
No
Never.
Way.
Never. No,
I promise you. See, guys
Chili.
Do that. I'm so serious.
Chili.
I know, but I'm telling you the truth. I promise. That's guys. They love the female groupies and the girls. They get in. All kinds of horrible things happen. They make babies on the road. It's crazy. I'm serious.
Have you ever had to, like, burn the mattress afterwards in
just
the bus?
In case.
No, because I have my own bus. Super clean on my bus. No germs, no booty smells.
Ew,
no
booty smells.
You know what I'm saying? No love juices. I don't have any of that. Mm-mm. Nope.
Love juices is my favorite term I've ever heard.
See, when I go to people's houses, even my friends, I don't sit, like, and I know they're in relationships or married or whatever.
Yep.
I'm like, I'm not sitting on that bed. Because I don't want the love juices to get on me. You know what I'm saying? Like,
exactly right.
I know. I'm staying away.
We're going to be playing the new single from Love Juices later on on your R&B Friday. Now, before we let you go, last time we had you on the show, we asked you about your good friend, Nick Cannon. This is what you said at the time.
We are really, really good friends, special friends. I'll say that, more than good friends. And he reached out to me because he has a new song coming out, If I Was Your Man, and so he wanted me to be in the video, and so that's kind of like how we reconnected after all these years, and, you know, kind of go on from there.
Well. We might see him when you guys are here later in the year. I look around, I don't see him.
Where are we at?
Is he on the bus? Is he bus worthy?
That was so good. No, seriously, we're good friends. I promise you.
Well, the R&B Fridays tour, it kicks off
tonight.
I want
me an Australian man.
Oh, you can have an Australian man.
I'm yours.
Of course. They're Australian men are hot. I mean, you've got to buy them a drink because they're all like, ooh.
Well, you are so funny. Is that true?
It's so true.
Oh, my goodness.
Because they're like, oh, it's just, oh, I just, ooh. And then you're like, do you want to buy me a drink or not? And then they're like, yeah, okay, yeah, sure. You got to make the first move.
Dating advice from someone who knows. Now, I believe our audio guy, Tom, reminds you of your ex.
Yes.
Tom, you good-looking man.
Yeah, he's so handsome.
He's the best-looking guy in this building by far.
He looks like a Skarsgård. You know Alexander Skarsgård from True Blood? You know him? I bet you do. Don't you reckon?
Well, I...
Oh, you're flustered now, Chili.
I know.
He's on the
Look,
bus,
I know.
Right? Roven Sam. Chili from TLC is still here live in the studio and just in time too. Because let's do this.
Friday 500.
This is where we give listeners cash.
Okay. We give them $500 if they've embarrassed their partner, they need to get out of the doghouse.
Oh, okay.
It's relationship bail money.
I need that $500 to...
I have a story.
It's old story, though.
I don't
That's
care.
Fine.
Okay. All right, so I was dating this guy. I won't say any names. Names are not necessary.
He's a clown.
You don't even know him. Trust me, I promise. So, and I wasn't quite over my ex-boyfriend. I thought I was. And I had taken an Ambien sleeping pill because I, you know, I was just really tired and couldn't sleep and had a little insomnia. And so I had taken the pill, which was not a good thing because with Ambien, if you don't go to sleep all the way, like that one side of your brain is kind of like asleep and the other side is awake, but it's really not awake, but you yeah. think you are.
Sure.
And then you just want to call people and talk about things. It's not good.
Oh, no.
I'm not lying.
Oh, no.
I promise you everything. And so I called him and I was talking about the ex.
Oh, no.
So I was talking about the ex. And then the next morning I woke up and I was like, hey, he was like, you know, really dry. I was like, what's wrong with you? He said, I didn't know if I still had a girlfriend. I was like, oh, shit. And then it hit me. I was like, what the hell did I say? And I said, well, what are you talking about? And then he told me, you were talking about such and such, and you said this. And I was like, no, I said, no, let me explain. And so.
Did he buy it?
He kind of bought it.
Kind of bought
he
it.
He did.
Right.
And I had to, like, leave the house and go and nurse him because I was like, oh my goodness, I'm in the doghouse right now. And then I broke up with him shortly after because it was no good.
Well, there it is.
You deserve $500.
I needed that $500.
Well, that's as simple as that. The ball is now officially rolling. The Friday 500, we are up and running. Whatever you have done or had done to you, we have the $500 to get you out of relationship debt. So 13 10 60, call now because the Friday 500 is next. Chilli, thank you very much for joining us. R&B Fridays Live, it is happening tonight. Already sold out. Very excited that you are part of it. And don't forget, the new single, Haters, is out now. We are
Yay.
Lovers. Chilli, thank you very much
thank
for being
you.
Here.
Thank you. Always good to talk to you too.
Roven Sam.
Vicky in North Sydney, what's up?
Hi, how are you going?
Very well, thank you. Now, what did you do? Why do you think you deserve the $500?
I was at the movies with my partner probably about 2 years ago in the middle of Sydney and with some friends, and the movie was pretty boring, and I thought, oh, bugger it, I'll go out for a smoke. And I was out having a smoke, and a few cars had driven past and tooting at me, and I just waved, you know, back to the street. And then friends of mine and my mum come past and pulled over and like, you might want to turn around and check the dress. And here it was, tucked into the back of my skirt. And here I was, splashing all the Sydney.
Oh,
old school. Every
I love
lady's
it.
Had it, Sam. I guess so. You have too.
Are you joking? Every single time, pretty much. Mariah in Narrabeen, good morning.
Hi, how you going?
Very well. What have you done to embarrass your partner?
Things were getting kind of steamy.
Hot.
And he wanted to use some kind of lube. And I suggested tea tree oil. And it started to burn everything.
Oh, like, yeah.
Every downstairs everything?
Look, that would really hurt.
You know, if I may, in the situation, that can hurt both of you.
Oh, yeah. You're ding-a-ling.
Because if things are moving together,
oh yeah,
well, friction, you could start a small fire.
Ouchawawas, mate, you would have been out of action for a while. Tamara in Wollongong, good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, what have you done, Tamara?
Oh, guys, I'm a bit embarrassed because I've told my family a different story about how this all happened. But
Great. Basically,
last weekend it was my husband's work party. I had way too much to drink, told my family that I just fell over.
Sure.
Truth is, I ended up dancing up on the table, treading in everybody's meals, knocking over their things. Everybody was infuriated with me.
What?
I've fallen off and I've actually broken my arm and I'm now banned from all the work parties.
Yay, Tamara!
Tamara! Mate, I'm telling ya, I have been there before.
The table.
I love it.
Tamara.
In everyone's food.
No brainer. You get the Friday 500 tomorrow.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Man,
like,
alive.
You do probably have to make it up to your partner, no, so there you go.
Oh, my God, I do.
Nicely done. Well, $500 will help you out of that. No problem.
Roven Sam. American socialite, businesswoman, television personality and DJ Paris Hilton joins us this morning to talk about her tour and new fragrance, Gold Rush. Paris's new fragrance has been described as sweet, floral and woody. Here's hoping when they say woody, they don't mean it smells like my mate Woody, because I'm not spraying his disgusting funk all over my neck.
Ugh.
He's a filthy human being. Paris Hilton, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Now, Paris, you have been, like, the whole time during the song there, you've got your selfie stick out, you're taking shots the whole time.
What is this apparatus you've got for your phone? It's like a selfie stick?
I'm obsessed with Snapchat, so we're snapping, we're Instagramming. We're killing it. I haven't been down here in a long time, so I'm excited.
Does it feel like a full-time job having to keep up with social media for someone like yourself?
Well, I run a huge business, and I have 19 product lines, releasing my 20th perfume, so it's, you know, I have to constantly be working. And yeah, social media is very important.
And your 20th fragrance, like, how do you think about so many fragrances?
It's incredible. When I was a little girl, I always wanted to release a perfume. I had no idea it would be 21 days, so yeah. I feel so proud and happy.
Could you name even five of your other ones?
Yes, I could name every single one of them.
What's your favorite? What's your particular favorite?
Well, my favorite right now is Gold Rush.
Of course it is.
It's my new baby. It's so beautiful.
How's it rate against, like, say, Gold Rush or Fairy Dust or Dazzle?
They're all completely different, but Gold Rush is definitely, like, the most sophisticated and, like, classic of all of them.
Yeah, right.
I was going to throw in a made-up name, like Muggle Reek, to see if you could pick
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I would definitely not pick that as a name.
Now, a little chat we're having off air. You're going to an animal sanctuary today because you're a good human being. But you were saying that when you were kids, or not when you were kids, but you had a pet opossum, not an Australian possum, and ours are pretty freaky as it is, but the American opossums are like giant scary rats. Paris, what were you thinking?
It was a baby one. And when I was doing the Simple Life for Arkansas, and Nicole and I found this little baby one the mother had abandoned. So we basically nursed it back to health.
Oh, that's so
But it was tiny.
Sweet.
It wasn't like a big, giant one. It was a little baby newborn.
So at what point do you abandon it? Because they do get giant and they get creepy.
Well, we did live there for like almost 2 months. So we gave it to the family. I didn't feel like bringing an opossum back to Beverly Hills would really work out with animal control or anything.
But you know that if you were seen with one, everyone would want it as the new fashion accessory.
Yeah. I don't want to start that trend.
Now, you are an auntie now. Congratulations.
Yes.
Nikki has little Lily Grace. Do you just love being an auntie?
I'm in love with her. She is so beautiful and special.
I think being an auntie is the best job in the world. I've got a little 3-year-old niece, and it's seriously so, like, you get to be the cool auntie. What's the best thing you get to do with her?
She's only 4.5 months old right now, so I can't do much with her except hold her and watch her smile and laugh.
But you get to buy her lots of toys.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of noisy ones.
A lot of really beautiful dresses.
Oh, yeah, right.
Does it get you clucky at all, Paris?
No, I'm single, I'm loving it, and I don't want to be with anyone right now. I'm not ready.
So, like, if a guy was to come up to you in a bar, though, and just go, hey, Paris, what are you would, like, if, I don't know, I'm trying to think of a random...
It happens every single day.
Well, how many times do you get hit on?
Yeah.
A lot.
And
all day, all night, everywhere I go. But I'm very polite with people. I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings, so I'm just like, hello, nice to meet you. And then I just pretend to be on the phone and walk away.
That's a good way.
Sorry, I got a Snapchat. A lot of business.
DJing around Oz. Tomorrow night you're in the Marquee at Sydney, at the Marquee. Mm-hmm. You would get a load of dudes. Just like...
I know. I actually hosted the opening of Marquee and there were so many hot guys. I love Aussies. I love the accent. I just think they're really sexy.
You can't tell me, though, that you wouldn't look at a bloke and just go, no, you were okay. You were okay. I mean, Sam, you've had a bachelorette experience. You know what it's like. Yeah. Sure, there's a lot of bozos, but there's got to be one. There could be a standout. I just want to give Aussie guys hope, Paris.
Well, hopefully there is. I'm not counting anyone out. I'm just saying I haven't met that special someone yet.
Well, it's going to get sexy,
Still
I think.
Still an opportunity. And yes. I think what will help you is wearing a bit of Gold Rush, ladies and gents.
Yeah, I'm going to spray on some Gold Rush and they're just going to be all over me.
Well, it is the newest fragrance for women, so dudes, give it a shot. You never know. It might work in your favour, especially when Paris is DJing at the Marquee tomorrow night. Paris Hilton, thank you very, very much. A pleasure talking to you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Rogan Sam. You know what story I love today?
What happened?
Amy Goggins, our newsreader, in the morning, to paint a little picture. In the mornings, Amy Goggins, she goes through the news, you know, just a couple of bits and pieces of things that are happening around the world and around Sydney. And this story I loved. So a 16-year-old high schooler, Kai Simmons, he transferred to a Colorado high school from Japan.
Right.
Now...
So he is Japanese.
Yes, right. So over the course of the year, what he basically did is he pretended he had a Japanese accent when he didn't. Just because it's roast choking.
I'm choking on something. I'm all right.
Do you need some water? Here's some water. And
I'm just a bit emotional. Paris Hilton touched me to my core. You know.
Oh, your eyes are crying and you're going bright red.
I shouldn't have drunk her new Gold Rush fragrance from Chemist Warehouse. I shouldn't have done it.
But so he doesn't have a Japanese accent, but this
right.
is him.
Yeah, right.
This is him pretending he's got the accent.
Hello. Can I have McFlurry?
Can we get two McFlurries, please?
The big one.
What was that?
Oh, a small one, please.
He doesn't have the accent. He's just pretending.
That's him pretending to be racist.
Yes, but his defense is, I'm Japanese, guys, I can.
He looks Japanese because he's from Japan.
Yeah, exactly. Are you okay?
No, okay, here's what happened. Full disclosure, I know we're going to be talking about something else in a second. I was eating some toast. I think I've inhaled a seed.
Oh, no, because your face is streaming with tears.
I've had tears.
I've
got bright red. I actually coughed and felt the seed pop out. Damn you, poppies. So, Sam. I can't believe that this guy is pretending that he has an accent when he has no accent.
You know what I used to do in school? I was in school. I had an art teacher. I was in art class. I was probably, I don't know how old I was, 17. And just for fun, I spent the entire year talking in a lisp. So just that one class, I would talk in a lisp.
What is it? Oh, there it is. Give me
the teacher, Mrs. Stewart, she had no idea. And so
Give me an example.
In all the other classes, I would talk normally sure. and everyone would laugh. And she just thought, hey, gosh, she's got a lisp. Leave her alone. But I'll give you an example. Okay. I don't know what to do. What should I read? But
Read out the Paris Hilton, what she's here
out,
to do.
I'll read out the Paris Hilton plug. And this is how I spent the entire year talking.
Sure.
Chemist Warehouse's group introduces Gold Rush, Paris Hilton's newest fragrance for women. I spent the entire year talking like that.
You're good.
Because lisps are hilarious and adorable, and I thought, why not? It's funny. Anyway, that's probably the highlight of my life.
It makes me want to do it. It's super sweet, Sam.
Look, lisps are hilarious.
So wait a minute. So every other class you wouldn't do it just for art class?
Yeah, because with Miss Stewart.
Oh, because it's Miss Stewart.
Miss Stewart.
Did you ever reveal your secret?
No, not at all. But then I think she started to catch on at the end of the year because everyone would laugh. Gotcha. And then I think she would catch on, but I just played dumb, just being like, what?
She's like, no kid actually says suffer and succotash that much. Rogan Sam. Guys, the big issue, the new edition is out today. Star Wars Rogue One is on the cover, so you know I'm very happy about that.
Yes.
This, of course, is the magazine that helps Sydney's homeless. Mm-hmm. Proceeds go directly to the sellers, and they're all underprivileged in some way, shape, or form.
Absolutely. Helps them get back on their feet.
It does. It makes a big, big difference. We know this because we caught up with someone who benefits directly from it. His name is Dave. He used to be homeless. Not so much anymore.
Because of the big issue.
Exactly right. So we thought to help out with the new issue being out today, we would hit the streets with Dave to, just see what it's like selling the big issue. And, Sam, unfortunately, the competitive side of us came out and just kind of swallowed up the charitable side of us and spat it out the other end. Sam and I selling the big issue.
Here we are in the city, Sam, to help sell copies of The Big Issue. We're here with Dave, a man who does this on a regular basis. What does The Big Issue mean to you, Dave?
Well, this is my life. This pays me bills.
Is everyone who sells The Big Issue normally either homeless or disadvantaged in some way?
Yes, they are. A lot of them are homeless. A lot of them were homeless, but because of The Big Issue, they're into accommodation now.
Is that the same for you?
Yes, yes. We're going to issue a challenge. You've got 10 minutes to go out and sell the magazines. Right. Whoever sells the most...
wins.
Wins.
And is probably the better person, Dave.
The Big Issue Challenge.
You ready?
Yes.
I'm set?
Yep.
Go.
Help the city's homeless, buy a copy of The Big Issue. It's only $7. There's a story about Star Wars in it. Boom, what else do you need? Let's do this.
Hello, would you like to buy a copy of The Big Issue to help the homeless? Bad karma's coming your way.
Would you like to buy a copy of The Big Issue?
Why not?
Allow me to hold your suit, rich person.
Hello, would you like a copy of The Big Issue to help the homeless?
Pardon?
Would you like to buy a copy of The Big Issue to help the homeless? But I've got my tits out.
Buy a copy of The Big Issue.
You're not homeless.
Do you know what station I work on? I could be homeless next week, bro.
How is Rove doing so well? I can see. Copy, copy, copy. It's actually crushing my soul.
What a great article. You gotta read this article.
I'll touch your ass if you want me to. See, gorgeous.
Big issue, help the homeless. Feel guilty as you cross the street instead? You probably have to head to your mansion in your gold car. Fair enough, I understand.
Where are all the good people?
Do you want to help two homeless people? Just the one? Okay, yeah. No, the other one's a bit of a dick. Fair enough.
I've given up. I won't give up on the homeless. I changed my mind. Insert inspirational music here. Copy of The Big Issue today, yes, you say?
I will.
Will you buy a copy? Guys, it's my first sale. You guys are lovely.
All right, Dave, we're done.
And how many did you sell, Rose?
I sold seven.
Yeah. All right, and how about you, Sam?
I sold three, Dave.
Now I declare Rove the winner.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much for being part of this today. Wherever you are right now, get a copy of The Big Issue and help people like Dave everywhere around the country.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you very much, hey.
You're a superstar.
Thank you, firstly, to Dave
for
helping us out. And also to the people from The Big Issue for allowing us to be damn fools.
I was convinced sex sold, but it doesn't.
Like, I must admit, there was a part of me that was at the end of all our stupidity going, this is what Dave does every day. He sits on a street corner and as you well know, people just walking by.
No one even listens to what you've got to say.
And imagine that is your livelihood, is the difference between you having something to eat and somewhere to sleep is whether someone stops and buys a copy of The Big Issue or not.
I know. And Rove, you were so sweet. Even afterwards, after filming, after we're joking around, Rove was still selling The Big Issue.
So get yours. The Star Wars edition of The Big Issue is out today. Help people like Dave. The streets of Sydney will be a better place if you just buy one from your local vendor or visit thebigissue.org.au and check out the video as well.
Rove and Sam. You can be the
greatest, you can be the best. Bring it in the Hall of Fame.
I am the greatest.
And Sydney's gonna know your name.
$100 Visa card.
Visa gift card, $100.
Visa gift card.
Perfect. You know what? We do love our listeners so much. They provide us with a lot of lols and a lot of great stories. We like to give a few special mentions first before giving away the grand prize.
Correct.
Kicking things off, a huge special mention to this hilarious bugger. Jake called for the phoner. What are your turn-offs?
VO, like body odour.
Yeah.
Oh, mate, you could shoot me for that stuff.
Oh, Jake, can you... A smelly girl.
Must have just come from the gym or something.
Oh, no.
She didn't smell great. We're at dinner and I was like, what's that smell? And I couldn't put my finger on it. And
I never can.
We were walking out, and I was like, oh, I've wrapped my nostrils around this one. And it was her. And I was like, no. Safe to say, never talk to her again. Cut that line straight away.
Oh, Jake.
And Jake is now a part of our soundboard.
Hello, here he is. G'day, Jake.
No.
So we've been
right under Pete Evans.
I'm thought I'm talking to intelligent people here.
It's an illustrious place to be.
I love it. It's actually quite an honour. So you know, so that's a big shout out to him. Another special mention is Dane. He called in for have you picked up at a funeral?
Standing at the door at the church when people come out afterwards, you hear I haven't seen you in so long, or oh, can I grab your number? And you just sit there and you've really got to keep a straight face and think, here's somebody who's just lost their nana and they're being asked out on a date, you know? Like,
I guess that's it, isn't it?
Jane loves it!
Have you been a shoulder to cry on?
No. Because I've got the uniform on, I really can't go there.
Oh, women love a man in uniform.
We do. We really do. Fun. But today's winner for the week, Jack, he called in for the phoner. Have you donated your sperm? And he was just so lovely and so beautiful, and he's so deserving of $100.
There's married people out there struggling and they want to fulfill their dream of having a family, and I just wanted to help people fulfill their dream.
Oh, Jack.
So far, I've helped three families. When I first found out that the first child was born, I cried on the spot. Oh. I recommend it to people. If you can do it and you can help couples out there fulfill their dream of having a family, why not?
Oh, you're a good man. So congratulations.
$100 Visa gift card to Jack. Thank you to everybody, as always, for just calling in and being so much fun.
Wake up, you done.
Rove and Sam.
That was radio gravy.
Like Rove and Sam on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram @Rove and Sam.